Okay, up to the Mishnah. Ha'omer yivarchucha toivim, harei ze darkei minus. You'll notice in parentheses, many don't even have this in the Mishnah. It's really it's a Mishnah in Megillah. These Mishnahs aren't really talking about minus. It doesn't really belong here. That's why most of them don't have it. Yipshuta means yivarchucha toivim, meaning even the only the good people have to praise you, which of course is Epicurus's. Or Rabbi Yehuda brings it up, yivarchucha toivim, meaning those who have it good. They praise it, but those who don't have it good don't. It's also minus. Okay, now. He's a shatz. He messed up in a broch. He can't get his act together. He got lost. He got confused in the middle. or he skipped a broch. Or else he can't get back to himself. He can't find himself to shatz. Yavar achatachtov. Someone replaces him. Velo yehe sarvon. And we're going to learn in the Gemara that when they come over to you and ask you to be the chazan, you're supposed to refuse the first time. But in a case like this, we're in the middle of Chazor Shashat, so we need a replacement quickly, then don't be a sarv, just go up quickly. Where does he pick it up from? Mitchilas habrocha sheto zeo bo. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara, it's actually machlokes. But kipshuto means, let's say he got messed up somewhere in the middle of Borech Aleinu. So the new guy takes over from the beginning of Borech Aleinu. We'll see in what's really machlokes, how to do it. Over the Pnei Atevo, the Shatz, Loyana Omen Achar HaKoyanim, with Pnei Atiruf. It's dead by the Duchenim. Does he say Omen after Yivarecho? No, the Shatz should not. Why? With Pnei Atiruf. It'll get him confused. He's got to keep on track. He has to right away say, you are Hashem. He doesn't have to say Omen. V'mein Shom Koyen Elohu, if he's the only Koyen, Lo Yises Kapov. Even if he's the only Koyen, he doesn't make the same. We dropped Bichas Koyen because we're afraid the Shatz to go up and duchen, then come back, he's going to get confused. But vim if he's sure of himself and knows that it won't get confused, he can duchen and come back and daven good. Rashoi, then he can go up. Zong de poskim, that's only if he's the only kohen. The mission is going on that case. Main shom kohen. If there's other kohen, even if he's sure he can go back, he doesn't go up. We don't want the shots going up to duchen. If he's the only kohen and he's sure of himself, then he goes up. And say the poskim also that today, that we all daven from a siddur, we considered haftochosa. So today, it's an odd case, that Abishua, there's no konim, only the shatz, he'll go up. Generally, they'll arrange that he shouldn't be the shatz. I've never seen this done, but he goes, hey, come back, but that's the din. Tan Rabbon. The shatz, usually, when they tell you to go tzorech l'sarif, you should refuse. If he goes right up, it's like a food where that's missing some spice. If somebody runs right up, is missing the salt. If he refuses too much, that's like a tafshel, that's too much salt. In other words, refusing and salt are the same. You got to have a little bit, not too much, not too little. Well, what should you do? The first time they say, you want to be the shatz? Yisarev. I'm not kedai. Shni, the second time that he asks you, Mahavhev. So Zrashi, he gets himself ready. He doesn't go up, he sort of like begins moving towards there. Shlisha is pushing his rag. The third time I say, then you go right up. Okay. Shlatan Rabbonon. Shloisha, three things. Rubon Kosha, you have a lot of it, is not good. Umiyuton Yofa, a little is yeah good. Where are they? Elin Saor, yeast. I guess too much messes up the dough. Melach, like we just said, too much salt will mess up your tafshul. Visarbonus, and refusal, like right here, too much is not a good thing. A little bit you refuse, thus it is. Okay, we come to important machloikis now. Omer Rafuna. Toi made a mistake in davening. Visholish rishoinis, if he's in the first three brachas, right? Til atakodesh, til akela kodesh, right? Choizel arosh. He goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Why is that? The first three brachas are treated as one unit. So if you mess up even at the end of Amelech HaKodesh, let's say you say Amelech HaKodesh, you say Akel HaKodesh, instead of Amelech HaKodesh, and you chap later, you don't go back to Atah Kodesh. You go back to the beginning of Shona. They're treated as one unit. Okay? Be'emtsoi yois, in the middle brachis, right, the middle 16, choyzel Atah Choyne. That's an interesting thing. Rav Huna, when we come back, b'achroynes choyzel avoyde. So let's get this straight. He's saying like this. He treats the first three brachas as a unit, the last three brachas as a unit. Now that everybody says. But here, Rav Huna treats the middle 16 brachas as a unit. That means, now we don't hold that way. That means, let's say you make a mistake, we're saying talomot to that, and you chap two brachas later, you don't go back to Baruch Aleinu. You go back to Hat Techoinim. That's Rav Huna. Okay? Again, the first three are a unit, the last three are a unit, and the middle 16 are a unit. That's Rav Huna. Rav Asi Omar, in the Rishonis and Achronis, he agrees. There is no disagreement here. Emtsoyos ein lohen seder. Here's a machlokes Rishonim. We'll go with the day of Rav Rishonim. Tosis, the Rosh, the Riv, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shulchan Aruch. Ein lohem seder doesn't mean ein lohem seder. You can say it in any order. That's not true. We have an order. It means ein lohem seder. It's not like the first three where it's locked into one unit. That's what it means. It means if you make a mistake, let's say in Baruch Aleinu, and you chapsach later, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's what it means, ein lohem seder. Which is lahalocha, we all paskin. If you make a mistake in a brocha, tchad, shefer gol, you make a mistake. Three brochas later, you realize you made a mistake and you have to go back. You don't go back to tchoyne. You go back. You do have to go back to tchad, shefer, and go straight from there. It is a seder. It's not completely no seder. But you go back to there. It's not treated in that sense as one unit. Okay. Now, most of Reb Sheshes based a kasha from our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah basically said what Rav Asi said. It said, Mehechen hu maschil, when you go to replace. He ain't talking mistake here, replacing the other guy. It's basically the same idea. Mehechen hu maschil, from the beginning of the bracha, the guy made a mistake. That's not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you go back always. If you're in the first three to the beginning there, or to the Avat HaChoinen. You don't go back to the bracha where he slipped. Li Rav Asi, that's perfect. The Mishnah talk about Tzoyos. You go back to the bracha where he began. I'm sorry, you go to the beginning of the bracha where he made the mistake. That's what he's asking. Most of Reb Sheshes, Mehechon hu choizes og de Mishnah mitchilas habrocha sheto ozeh tiyufta de Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, that's not true. It's never true. Nisht in the Rishonis, nisht in the Achronis, nisht in the Emtsoyos. Zog de Gemara kunz. It's a doich. Like Rishonim said, doich. It's an answer. Omelach Rav Huna, Emtsoyos kulo chod birchas aninu. In other words, they're all one. Yutaka always going back to the beginning of the bracha, you made your mistake. The first three are a unit, the last three are a unit, and at the chayin until Shamayat is a unit. So if you slip it, the Kabbalah Shofar, the Mishnah says you go back to the beginning of the bracha, you made the mistake, that's at the chayin, because it's one long bracha. Now all the Rishonim say, this is a doichak, I mean, this is a big doichak. Unfakeh came out, all the Rishonim, paskin like Rav Asi, that's our psak. And one of the reasons they say is, because this is a shenuya dechikon. They have other reasons that Rav Asi is, if one is a Talmud of Rav Asi, they've got a cheshbonis, why we pass like Rav Asi, but that's that. Okay. Okay, where are we now? I'm Rav Yehuda. Li Oilam, yeah, this is a very important halacha also. The structure of Shmon Esrei is what? It's the first three, the last three, and the middle 16. The middle 16 are all of our bakoshes tzorochim. That's what we're asking for, what we need. The first three and the last three are Shevach Vahidoh. Like we said, then ask for what you want. At the end, we finish off with Shevach. So the question now is in the Gemara, can I ask for something in the first three or the last three? Because you can't. Li'olam al yishal odom tzrochov loy b'sholosh rishonis v'loy b'sholosh achronis elo b'emtzoyos. All bakoshes are in the middle. Domer Reb Chanino rishonis dom la'evet shemesada shvach lifnei rabo. Before you're praising the rabbi, before you make your requests, emtzoyos doim la'evet shemavakish pras mi rabo. That's what we're asking. Achroinus doimer levitch a kibel pras mi rabo v'niftav aholich. Basically saying thank you. Now again, Rishonim point out that's very important that this that we say there's no bakoshas tzrochim in the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achroinus is tzoke yochid. Tzoke ram we do esko, and that's clear. We're going to say soon zochreinu lechayim. That's a bakoshas tzrochim. Yalav yovos bakoshas tzrochim. These things we do. That's bakoshes tzroch. It's in the Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis. But that's tzokei rab. This means tzokei yo. Tosfos says on the bottom, all the Rishonim say that. Comes from the Goyim already. That comes from the Goyim. And that's what allows us all these additions. Came out. All the additions we have, piyut, all these things, you have in the Gimel Rishonis. We have very little, but there are piyutim in the Gimel Rishonis. I mean, today we don't say many of them, but there are. And a lot were composed by very early people. Okay. One second. Yeah. Good. Good. Okay. Tana Rabbona. Maisa b'talmud echod. Maisa b'talmud echod. She yorad lefnei hateivo. Lefnei Rebbe Lez. It was the shatz. V'ho yamarich yoysim midai. It's like a schlept abyssal, you know. Omar lei talmidov rabbeinu kama archon huze. What a mayrich this man is. He's schlepping the davening too much. Now, it doesn't mean he schlepped it with nigun. I mean, he davened. He probably said extra things. He made the davening long. Omar lohem klu mayrich yoysim imesh rabbeinu. This place for a long, as we spoke yesterday, this place for long davening, this place for short davening. Tichsiv beyes haboim ayoyim es haboim alayla. Yeah, he didn't daven long in imesh rabbeinu then. That's for sure not. Shuv ma'isa b'talmud echod, sheyored lefnei ha'teivu, b'fnei Rebbe Elazar, v'mekatzu yosef midai. They felt he was making it too short. Omer le'talmidiv, kamakatzu nuze. He's too much makatzu. Omer le'klu makatzu, yeshem imeshe rabbeinu, d'chsiv keil no refon alo. The ganze tefillah was 5 words. It didn't even mention our name. So there's mokum for long davening, there's mokum for short davening. Exactly when you do this, when you do that, that I don't know. But there's mokum for both. As I just was telling Shul Tzvi yesterday, I read once in a book about Rabbi Yankiv that in Kelim, the weekday davening, they daven slow, very. The psukei de zimmer in a weekday took 45 minutes on a weekday. But one day a week, it took 15 minutes. Because the alter held, you have to know how to daven fast also. There's going to be times in your life when you don't have the luxury of 45 minutes. You have to know how to daven fast also. So once a week, they daven fast. I'm only daven slow. You've got to be able to do everything. Okay, you got to be well prepared. To which adjunct Maisa, I tell it over to my wife. My wife tells me an interesting thing that in the Beis Yankiv in Baltimore, which was run by Rabbi Yankiv's son-in-law, the girls daven are much shorter davening than all the Beis Yankivs. They leave out a lot. Rabbi Yankiv held that the girls, when they're going to get married, they're not going to be able to daven so much. If we get them used to davening a full daven, they're not going to daven later. Better to train them to daven shorter. Very interesting thing. So she told him, maybe you could, Sabyankov took that idea from Kel, the same similar idea, you know. Okay, interesting. Omer Bianchov, Omer Chizda. Kol Mavakish Rachma Mal Chaveir, ain't Sorgla Haski Shmoy. We just said it, Kel Norafon Allah. He didn't even say Miriam's name. Shenema Kel Norafon Allah, Velakomat Kishmo de Miriam. And this is important. The Mogen Avraham in Kuf Yutes brings from the Maril, this is only when you're davening Bifnei the Choyla. If the Choyla is present when you daven. If you're down the way we usually do in shuls, when the chayil is not there, you do have to say the name. First, Morgan Ram Kufi Tes, B'Shem the Maril. Tan Rabbonu, Elu Brachos Adam Shoyche Bohen. These are the brachos where we have the bowing. Be'ovis Tchila V'Soif, Baruch Ato Hashem, and then Baruch Ato Hashem Morgan Avram. Be'hoido Tchila V'Soif, Moedim, and Hatev Shim Chol Chon Olo Hoides. More than that, not. V'imbolo Shuach. Some say because it looks like you're going against the Takonas HaChomet, or portions you are, it's Gaiva, where you have such a big shot. You're so holy, you got to bow all over the place. Chazal said, bow here. See, but B'Shoinim HaMedayik here, the problem, and that's the Dlina that way, it's only the beginning at the end of the Brocha. The Takona in Ovis and Hoidor was the beginning at the end. So to be bowing anywhere else, beginning and end, you shouldn't do. In the middle of the Brochas, you can bow wherever you want. And the post can bring, there's a minig in Yomim Leroyim. There were many people who bowed. They davened Gans Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by Shlachoy. They say it's okay, but you just have to make sure at the beginning, at the end, it wants to be up. Interesting, Zagimah. The hecher a person is, the more he has to be machni himself and bow. So a regular person had yit kamosh amarnu is obvious betchil of a soif. Hoydo betchil of a soif. Kain gadol is a pesach a hecher a madrega besoif kol brachu bracha. He's korei at the end of every bracha. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Kol mashu gadol be yoiser tzorach lachni alash v'latzmo. The bigger one is the more he has to be machni himself. Hamelech. Is tchilas kol brachu bracha? B'soif kol brachu bracha. So a regular person is tchilas b'soif obis and idol, can God l'soif kol bracha? And the melech is tchilas b'soif kol bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani makes even more, l'didi mefash l'minei Rabbi Shmuel Levi, head yet k'mo shomarnu. Kohen Gadol, tchila kol brachu bracha, says the guy, meaning tchila and sof. He makes the Kohen Gadol what the previous one made the melech. The melech davens the ganze davening b'kriya. Hamelech, Kevin Shikara, once he bows down at the beginning of Ovish, Shuvayn Azogu, he doesn't get up. Sheneva, he kechal Shlomo l'espalel. When he finished davening, Kom lefnei Mizbeach Hashem Mikroy al Birkov. When he finished, then he got up. It doesn't sound like they got up. It doesn't sound that way. I don't know. It doesn't sound like they got up. Tana Rabbonin, Kido. Okay, see, I'm Megillah 2, there's three Lashonis. Kido's ala payim, bowing down, we're hitting the head to the floor. Sheneva tika bas sheva payim orzuk, eretz. Kri al birkayim, shem mikroy al birka, vishtachvo yuzu pishut yodayim raglayim. Sheneva hovoy novo anivi im chovachech, lishtachvos lecho orzuk. If Rashi says here in the Megillah, orzuk is mashma spread out completely. I'm not sure why, because even Kido's also on the ground, you have your head down on the ground. But see, as mashma Rashi says, loshim mishtateach, it sounds orzuk, that you're spreading out completely. It's more like in the middle of nowhere. Why? It's mean they leaned a little bit on the side. What's going on over there is not too short, but in that Gemara Megillah. But Kipshuta, what's going on over there is as follows. This, the east, there's an Easter to be Meshtachave on an Evan Maskis on a stone floor, except in Beis Hamikdash. That the way it comes out is like this, that to be Meshtachave the pishut yodayim raglayim on an even maskis is an issa d'orais. Then you have an issa d'rabbonon stamazay to bow down on an even maskis, meaning to go down without going flat out, or to go flat out pishadayim on a regular floor. That's an issa d'rabbonon. Atzli atzli means that they were mishtachave on an even maskis. So even if they didn't do Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim, it would be an Issa D'Rabbonon. So they went a little bit on the side. And it's going a little off to the side takes off the Issa D'Rabbonon. Or Fakert. La Marshall, if you go these days Yom Kippur, the way we are Mishtach Roshana, some are Mishtach V'Pishut Yodayim. Many are not. I personally am Mishtach Pishut Yodayim. That's my father did. A lot of people go Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim. So Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim, even on our floors, you have an Issa D'Rabbonon. Even assuming you don't have an Evan Maskis. Somebody decided in my shul a few years ago, it isn't Evan Maskis, I don't know. You know, the whole theory, these tiles are baked, I was talking about. But I mean, most people, you don't find Evan Maskis today. So there's not an Evan Maskis here. But, so the four B'Pishat time is an Issa D'Rabbonon. So the eighth that the Poskim give is, to get out of Issa D'Rabbonon, either you do Atzlim Atzlim, meaning instead of going Mamish flat, you go a little bit to your side, or you're Mavsik, so the man, yes, I do, you pull the talus over the head. So this, between the head and the floor is a hapsik that takes off the Issa D'Rabbonon. Yes, so they put by the knees, a pen, but yeah, you can do that also if you can, but if you have a long enough paper, yeah. Yeah, they want a hapsik by the head, by the face, yeah. That's how they learn the Atzliya Atzliya. There is another pshat in Rashi Megillah, but that's pshat. It's a funny piece of Gemara that's like coming in the middle. This piece of Gemara is in Megillah, in the middle of old story over there. Yeah, they used to fall all the way though then.
But what's when we do tachlis, you're supposed to do it to the side, then you can do it straight. I mean, is there?
I'll check. I don't remember. See, that's an other pshat in this, because mm-hmm. There's not asik over there, and an adam gadol is not supposed to go v'nefilas sapayim in front of anybody. Uh-huh. So to get out of that, they were doing atzli atzli. We're not talking about pishadim all together. It's too pshat them over there. Tell you something, the Rashi over there. It's a strange thing. It's like the more shoots it in here. It's the middle of a story over there. It's like, that's a story here, Megillah. It brings it. It's like in the middle of nowhere, this piece of Gemara. Well, now, Tony Chodo, Hakareya Behoido, Hareza Meshubach, Takutazach. Tanya Ida Hareza Maguna, you shouldn't. Zog the Gemara, Loikash, Yehobetchil, Holobesoif. This is a strange thing. It's, the bow at the beginning is good, the beginning ends bad. We just had before, Tanar Abonon, that she was a Kareya Tchila and Soif in Hoido. Let's look at the discussion here. Hold on. Rova Kora Behoido Tchila Vissoif. Right? Okay. So, Lechuri, he did what the Brisa said to do before. Amr Le Rabbonan Amaiko Ovid Mar Hochi. What are you doing that for? Amaluch Hazinul Rav Nachman. The Kora, I saw Rav Nachman did a Tchila Vissoif. I saw Rav Nachman, that's why I'm doing it. Hazin Lev Sheshit to Kovid Hochi. I saw Rav Nachman Sheshit do that, that's why I'm doing it. Frag the Gemara, I understand. Votanya Hakorea Behoido. Hareza Muguna. That's what we just had. Right? So we said before Tchila Vissoif. He's bowing down Tchila Vissoif. So what is he going to do with the Muguna business? Correct? Now, right here we have a serious problem here. First of all, Rav, they asked him, why'd you do it? He tells him, I saw Rabbi Sheshit. What do you mean, I saw Rabbi Sheshit do it? The price says he's supposed to do it. I need Rabbi Sheshit now. The price just said. So he has to tell him he saw his rebellion. Do have a full price. And what's Rakashi is what Tanya harays the Magun. I said, Machalik is Tanoim. I hold like this Tana, but this whole discussion doesn't make any sense. Good, so talk it out. What about, and this, what Tanya harays the Magun, he tells us to talk about Benjamin. So the Machalik is Tanoim. So the Gemara seems strange. It's like the Gemara forgot the price. So many say, to Rosh, many Rishonim say that the Girsa here is wrong. It should say here, Be'ovis u'behaido. It doesn't say Tchil v'soif in this brayse. It just says Be'ovis b'haido. This Gemara is now thrashing out the question of Tchil v'soif. Itaka was not discussed before. That's the Rosh says. But they bring a rivalry, and that's a very interesting thing. This Gemara, no, that's Tchil. This Gemara is not talking about that. This Gemara is not talking about bowing by Moedim and Elchanol Hoides. That's Tchil v'soif. This Gemara is talking about Moedim derabbonon. When we say that's klip hapkitel moedim, are you mishtachve or not? That's this discussion over here. And we're coming out here, it's tchila v'soif. I can't say eisek. Most people don't do that today. In Mechavish day, you bow at the beginning, yesh oimrim, you bow tchila v'soif. That's those who shine. If you learn the Gemara that way, it was coming out clearly, you should bow at the beginning of sof of moedim derabbonon. And Mechavish says, yesh do that. The Ramah, it's very interesting that the Ramah says you're supposed to remain bowed the entire time. This is how nobody does it. Everybody does like the Mechab. It's an interesting thing. Somebody once asked me about it. I mean, it's an odd thing. We completely ignore that Ramah.
If you go to say to Rosh, so what do you do with the end of that price?
It has to go. The whole thing goes. The whole thing goes. The whole bracha. Tchilas itself goes out. It means, you don't do it. And it's later fleshed out to mean Tchilas itself. I mean, that would be the easiest way to do it. Then we have no complications. No, no, no. Sof manu d'abono. Sof manu d'abono. Yeah. Not l'chona alonis. Vokel ha'idois. Yeah. Sof that capital. It's interesting. The Gros says, it's Isaac with Yishalmi. There's a whole Yishalmi here. We can learn in the next Seder. But there's the answer to Yishalmi here. The Goyin says, Pshat in the Yishalmi means you don't bow at all. You don't go down at all in Moedim D'Rabbanan. That's how the Goyin says. So I don't know how the world is annoying. I'm not sure what's going on here. One of my sons-in-law is once bothering me with this. It's the most odd thing. The ganze Welt tut wir machaber against the Ramo and the Goyin. It's a strange thing. Rarely do we have a thing like that. That our world should go with the machaber against the Ramo and the Guru. And even the machaber himself says Yeshurvet about beginning and end. It's an interesting thing. I don't know. Okay. Good. Oh, but in the meantime, though, the Gemara has a kashi. You have Korea Maguna. That's Hato Meshvanesi. That's Hado. Hoy Lashem Kitov Gilam Chazal. They don't want you bowing down. So there's something else that's Maguna. They don't want you bowing down. Okay. Let me get. Hamispal of Vito. He made a mistake. Simin Ralo. Not a good sign if you slip in the middle of a broch. Vim Shliat Zibur Hu, Simin Ralo Sholchov. Neshe Shluchosh Alorim Kamoise. Okay, then the mistake has repercussions towards the people who sent you also. Okay. Omro Olav Abachin Ben Doise. Shoy Mispala Lala Choylim. Vioim Ezech Chai Vezem Mese. So if she's diving, you knew who's going to get better, who's not. Omro Olav Minayah to your day. How do you know? Omro Olav Mishkurot Filosi Befi. If the davening goes smooth, I know it's accepted. Yodei nishu mekubal, and the choyle will be bad. Vim lav, yodei nishu meturif. Rashi says two pshogim. Either means who? The choyle is meturif, he's in trouble. Or shehu meturif, the davening is meturif. Meaning it's thrown back at me. We had a Gemara before, Tarfin Bafonov. We had it, it was at the beginning somewhere. Dalet Omer, somewhere we had. Here it is. Somebody davening doesn't wait for his friend Torfin lo tefilos before they throw it back. Either way, it means the tefillah is not accepted. Ah, hey. The Mishnah said, I'm a spal of a tor simin ra. Which brocha? Anywhere. Anywhere you slip, it means it's a simin ra. Om rab chiyam arav safra mishum chad debay rebbe be ovis. And we mean ovis. Ovis is the crucial brocha. Igid amasla braisa on another braisa. I'm a spal of tzor shechavin es libo bekula. One should have kavon in all of them. Vimeini yochel lechavin bekula and yechavin es libo ba'achas. One. And that's likuva. Which one? Don't shine a point that these two people are not mechulik. It's the same thing. They're both saying the same thing. That Ovis is the key broch. Ovis is the one that's li kuva and kavona. And Ovis is the one, therefore, that if you make a mistake, is a bad sign. And this is in the very also an interesting thing. This is lahalocha. If you're not mechav in the first brocha, you have to daven over. It comes after famous, as I showed in Shulchan Aruch Kufal, in Ramosh, right? We don't do it. Since we are so shvach and kavona, what's the point of davening over? You probably won't be mechavin the next time either. And that's halacha, we don't. So I can't say, should you continue or not? But ledino shteit is ma'ake, but we don't go back because it's not going to help us too much. Now Rav Chanina said an interesting thing. He said that if the davening went well, meaning with shkur befiv, such a good gedavent, he knew it was accepted. And if not, then he knew it wasn't accepted. How did he know that? Know where did he get that trick from? Niv means the speech. That's how they're learning it. When the niv is boire, is bori. When the speech goes good, it's said well, is shalom shalom la rochek velakorv. Omer Hashem, so I addressed the apostle. Omer Hashem, urefosiv, and I'll heal him. Omer Abchiya Barabo, and you do it the Gemara. Omer Biyachin, call an aviim kulam lo nesnabu. All the Yeshuas, all the Nechomis, all the good things that Novi the Neviim spoke about. That's all el lamasi bito le Talmud Chacham. He marries his daughter off the Talmud Chacham. Pragmati Talmud, he gives him. He means supports the Talmud Chacham. Man the Talmud Chacham in a chos al tamir chachom im atzmon. Ayin lo ruaso lekim zulosecho yaselam chakaloi. That already is a schad that was never revealed to anybody, even to a novi. There's a kloyok in the beginning of there's a broch, I think. It says means even Moshe Rabbeinu. Which I think that's baklam reiver metals, but the schav natam chochem he couldn't be matzik in this world. All the things they spoke about that's imos haMashiach. Avol yoyla mabo. Is that's again past the sog of any novi? Ein la rosh alakim zulos. Only Hashem knows what's going on there. Upli, and that's against Shmuel because that sounds like olam haboshe. Things that we don't know what's flying over. We have no even of even a novi couldn't perceive it. Doma Shmuel ein bein elam azel mitzvah sheyach al shivim malchus bilvad. There'll be no change in the. That's a big question. Shem kilel let him care for it. If this gemara sounds like there's no difference, gemara says upliga. This is a funny Gemara. The Gemara, he's talking about Elam Abba. He's talking about Yimosa Mashiach. No, the Gemara says Upliga. The Gemara says Upliga. Right, no. Yeah, but now comes Shmuel and says, Ein ben Elam Azel Mishnah Ela Shibur Malchi is Bilvad. So what's the machalik between them and them?
Because everything else is Elam Abba.
Oh, I see.
That's definite.
No. Shmuel is just saying that Yimosa Mashiach will be no different than this world. Now he said that they knew what was going on in Yimosa Mashiach, but not in Olam Haba. So where's the Nesem Achloikis here?
The Achloikis is that whether all the things that the Nevi'im said, which is more than just the difference of Shiv and Malchi, is whether that applies to Yimosa Mashiach.
Could be. Okay, Kipshuto, all they're saying, then what are Nevi'im saying? Is saying, right? I mean, Gozem Kevis. Gozem Kevis. According to the first man, the Omar.
Right, so according to the first man, everything that they were.
Lamazan Kozem Kevis will be in Yimosa Moshiach. And according to Shmuel, it won't be. Okay. It's a very interesting thing because it's a famous Ram. The Ram Paskins boasts of these things. The Ram Paskins in Tshuva and Melachim, Ein Ben Yimosa Moshiach, Ein Ben. Ain bein Shmuel's memory. Ain bein Elmazel Mashiach b'shuv Malchus Bolvat, and he passes this also called Vein Lonis Nabu. Isn't he going to have to somehow? I mean, what do you do the Gemara? Nobody knows, but how you work this Gemara? The Gemara says the Bechulik. You can't hold both, but somehow I don't know. He's got them both. But just say okay. I mean, the things like Gorzeb and Kevis, those kind of things. Will that be true in Yemosa Mashiach, or that we have to wait for Elam Abba? Okay. That puts tzaddikim gemurim on a higher level than balei tshuva. Upligi the Rabbo. Rabbo was the famous member. Mokim shebalei tshuva omdim. Tzaddikim gemurim einam omdim. Shenema shalom shalom larochik lakoriv. Larochik bereishiv ahadol lakoriv. Meaning the rochik, meaning the balei tshuva, the one who was rochik and came close, is put first. So that's Bali Tshuva Omdim, means Bali Tshuva stand higher than Tzaddikim. That's against the Pchei Barab and Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, what does he do this Pasuk that Rocha comes before Korif? Amalach, my Rochach, show you Rochach, Midvar Avei, Remeiko. Rochach means the Tzaddik, Faker. Pasuk to learn Rochach means he was Rochach Ben Iskarev, is the Bali Tshuva. He learns Rochach is the Tzaddik, he was always Rochach from Avei. Korif, show you Korif, Midvar Avei. What's that Aleph? May Korav in Israchik remember. Okay. They're very interesting. This is a Furish in this Gemara that the Memra, Bimokim Shebali Tshuva Omdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim, means that Bali Tshuva Shtei Heched and Tzadikim Gemurim. That's clear in this Gemara. Because the Gemara says he's against the other man, the Omar, who says Tzadikim are higher than Bali Tshuva. No, that's clear in this Gemara. That's what it means. Yeah. No. Rabbi Yehuda Novis says that "V'mokim shebali tshuva omdim ein tzaddikim gemurim omdim" doesn't mean that bali tshuva hecha fakir tzaddikim hecha. What it means is that bali tshuva, someone who is nichshel in an aveira, has to make gedor. Once a person falls in, it's called the tshuva. All the mussarim are telling us once a person falls in, he has to make himself gedor. He has to misrachik from that. I have a weakness for this aveira. I have to stay away. You don't. You have no problems. I do. Right? So I have to make myself gedor. I have to stay further away from that issur. A regular person doesn't. He has no problem with that. He knows that's what it means. But mogish bali tshuva omdim, where bali tshuva stands, here, ain't tzadikim gemu yitzrichem lamoy. They don't have to stay in there because they don't have that problem. Now that's clear. Clear from this Gemara. That's not what it means. I mean, and this Gemara clearly says that the one who said tzaddikim are more than bali tshuva is pleading on this. This means bali tshuva are higher than tzaddikim. The way we always learn this memra. It bothered me for many years. What's he do with this? I've been hearing this Gemara. I don't know. Okay, now we come to the things we don't exactly understand. Ayin l'rosa. What is that thing that ayin l'rosa that's waiting for everybody? The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. My ayin l'rosa. Om Reb Shuvan Levi is a yayin ha-meshuma banova mishesh shimebreishis. Okay. Which, whatever it means, the Mashur says, whatever, it's something that's passed because it's a Yesh Me'ayin. And it's anything we have in this world is a Yesh Me'yesh. This is the original stuff. This still has a type of Yesh Me'ayin type thing. It's a place called Eden that nobody ever saw. Nobody's ever seen it. Hashem et Tom, what do you mean? Adam HaRishon was there, Eichanoya? Bagan. Adam HaRishon was not in Eden, he was in Gan in Eden. The Shema Tomu, who Gan? Wait, in the same place? No. Talmud Lomav, no, Yoitse Me Eden, Lahashkiz as a Gan. Gan Luchurbe, there are two places. One is called Gan Shebe Eden, one is called Eden. The Adam HaRishon was in the Gan of Eden. This Ayin L'Ros is Eden itself. Okay, be that as it may. Tana Rabbonon, Maise Shechol Benosho Rabbi Gamliel. Is the mispalel of our Mishnah. Levakish olav rachamim. Came a shiro. He knew. Apparently, he knew that he was sick. He didn't even wait to hear it. He went upstairs. Ubikish olav rachamim. Be ridoso amalehem luchu shecholzosochamo. Go. The fever passed. It broke. He's okay. Amru lo v'chinoviato. Are you novi? How do you know? They were not near him. He was somewhere else. They came to ask him to daven. He went to daven. He said, "Can go home. The crisis is over." Omelem loy novi on aichi v'lo ben novi chishkin noich b'shin ben novi elakach mikublani, like in the Mishnah in Shkura tvilosi b'fi yodayan ishum akubol v'yim lav yodayan ishum aturuf, and the davening went well. I know that he's well. They were most interested in this, so they wrote down the exact time that he said he got better. Yoshu v'kosu v'kivnu ois ashur. Then they went back to Rabbi Gamliel. Ukshibu etz Rabbi Gamliel. You weren't early, you weren't late. It's exactly the time he got better. A similar story when Rav Abramsky was in Siberia and the Gansa Welt was trying, was being toiled in to get him out. And the Bochonin, there's Komen Hishtadlus was going on then to get him out of there. And the Bochonin came into the Chofetz Chaim then, and they were, so the next project, they were trying everything in the world, you know, to get him out. Chanan came into Chofetz Chaim. He saw Chofetz Chaim was very calm. He was not cooking. So he started getting into it. So the Chofetz Chaim looked at him and he said, "It's okay. It's okay." Chanan quickly looked at the clock and noted the time. And at that precise moment, they let him out from the camp in Siberia. When he came back, they checked it out. Okay. Okay, Vishalon Maim Lishtas, he got up and he asked us for a drink. Vishu Maisab Khanina ben Dois Shaholach Lumutoir Aitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Vicholo Shabchinim was learning by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan was the God of Lador. Vicholo ben Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son got sick. Omalo, what the Gazok Chanina ben Dois. Chanina was clearly known to be someone whose tefillas worked. Bni Chanina bni Bakeshol of Rachmim. V'yichya, dam for him, let him, and he'll get better. He niach roish. So Rabbi Yochanan put his head between Birkov. Who bikesh all of Rachman v'choy? He got better. Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Interesting Gemara. Il mole he tiach ben Zakkai yes roish ben Birkov. Kol ayim kulo lohoyu mashgichan olav. Had I davened for him, it would not have worked. Omer lo ishto. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rebbetzin says to him, v'chichanino godol mimcho. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the God of Lador. I mean, the Gemara Sukkah describes what he was. Rabbi Yochanan came to learn by him. He says, "Why? That's why he's bigger than you. His tefillahs worked in a minute. You're saying your tefillahs wouldn't work the whole day?" Amalolo. So was it a pshat? Elohu doime ke'eved lefnei amelech. Vani doime kesar lefnei amelech. If Rashi learns, eved means ben bayis, nichnas v'yotzi shalo b'shus. He had eved. Of course, the sar is a much higher thing. I mean, the prime minister is more than the butler. But Lamaisa, he has access to the king all the time. He does. He needs an appointment, whatever it is. So Bitzel Pedro has a Pesach Shmuz grand in the Inyon of Chuvas and this Inyon. I mean, he learns a little different Kinech that Evid Lefnei HaMelech, Sar Lefnei HaMelech, it upshot that Sar Lefnei HaMelech, of course, on a higher level than the Evid, but the Sar gets paid for what he does. He's paid off. It's COVID, he has a salary, whatever it is, he has a position. The Eved doesn't. So in many times, the Eved will easier get from the Melech a request than will the Sar. Because the Eved doesn't get paid that well for his services. That's what he tells you. Rabbi Zakkai Lamaisa was the God Lador. He was a rich man. This guy has all sorts of makaris. Chanina Doitza was the famous poor man. Chanina Bini is Krav Chuv. He was a famous Oni, the Duke. That's what he says. That's his idea of evidence, Sar. And see, he got less payoff in this world, so to speak. So well, it's easy for a person like that to get his request fulfilled. We had this Gemara before at the beginning of the parak. You're supposed to daven in a place with windows. Windows facing toward Yerushalayim. Daniel. I spell Adam Abai Shesham Chalein. The Shneva Kavyan Psichon Lebalisei Keneged Yerushalayim. Interesting, the Rashi here gives us the reason. All the Rishonim say this also. Chaloina, shegormin lo, shechavin libo. Shumistakel klapi shmaya v'libo nichna. They point out, if you're going to Chonorah, that evening you're supposed to look down, Yadav. But if your concentration slips, you look out the window, you see shomayim, it's machni at a lev. Or, Rabbi Yonah says sometimes the fresh air or the seeing the outside can be miyashiv the das. Yeah, come on, things like that. In an open place in a bikkur. Just think Rashi. That's brought the mamish brought in Shulchan Aruch this lotion. Shekshu b'mokim tznius cholov emas melech v'libo nishba. When you're in an enclosed area, it's more shayich to hachno. And that's when you're out in the field. And the Apostle will say one shouldn't daven in the field. Again, if you're stuck, you're davening on the way. You can. If there's a tree, there's better to go among the trees. You know, those kind of things. But it's definitely preferred to daven within a closed area. And they say, even if it doesn't have a roof, as long as it's in a closed area, is up some mile. V'am Rav Kahana chotzef olai, this is unzer inyon, and the truth is, chotzlai man de meforish chete. So chutz v'te say out yechatoyim beferish, shenem ashrei nesui pesha ksui chato. Better have it covered up. They all learn that because if one publicly shoots, you know, tells about his averis, it shows he's not embarrassed. And we had like when you call him as bayish, as moichel, one who can too freely talk about his averis is not all that embarrassed about his averis. This is a big sugi in Yuma. We'll get to it in how many? 6 months? 8 months? I don't know. Is this ben al chaver? Ben lamok? I can't say isik there in Yuma. Could be it's only ben al lamok. Ben al chaver. You should be mefarsim. We'll get to it eventually.